Welcome back to the Roundtable on WAMC. 11:15 is the time on a Tuesday morning. Ray Graff in for Joe Donahue. Each week, we're thrilled to welcome an independent bookseller to the show to offer reading suggestions. It's our book pick segment, and it's happening right now. Merritt Bookstores in Millbrook, New York. And Kira Weisner joins us now. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Ray. Thanks. It's nice to see you.
So you've only been on the show four or five times.
But with you, this is the second time.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? You're the luckiest person in the whole wide world. So what's happening at Merritt lately?
So we spent the weekend at the Orvis Festival, and we have our big Sheep and Wool Festival coming up in October. We've got some great authors lined up for the fall. We have Paula Joseph Jones coming with a book about horses and kind of sort of really connecting with your horse. And we have just have Michael Korda, who has a new book out today that I actually won't be talking about that much, but called Alone. And he's going to be with us on November 25th, right after Thanksgiving, that Saturday.
And I assume that anyone who wants to find out more can go to the web.
Yeah.
What's
Merrittbookstore.com.
Merrittbookstore.com. Okay, you have a huge reading list.
I know.
And who knows if we'll get through it all.
All right.
But go ahead.
All right, we'll try. So we're going to start with a book called Moving Kings by an author named Joshua Cohen. Joshua was up at the bookstore last week. He did a really great talk. And Moving Kings is a book that kind of sort of does us that. It moves. The whole thing is always moving. The language moves. The pacing moves. It's a story about a man who lives in New York City who had come from Israel and has a moving company. And then it tells a parallel story with his nephew who comes from Israel after he's done his army service. And Joshua was talking about meeting after army service, which is mandatory there. People usually take a year off and they go away. And he was talking about meeting a lot of these guys when he was living in Berlin and just what goes on like after you have served in the military, which is a very complicated, you know, situation there. And then it's paralleled with this moving company, which actually winds up moving people who are being evicted out of their homes in Brooklyn and Queens in the city. So you have this kind of sort of Israeli army occupation confusion there, and then you have this New York City situation and the insight that the book has into just people being people every day and all the thoughts that are constantly going through their minds, like while we're sitting here, the things you're thinking. He manages to get it all on the page.
And is there a conclusion, or is this just an existential sort of year in the life?
You know, all stories wrap up, but all stories go on. And Joshua's last book was called The Book of Numbers, and it was about a writer named Joshua Cohen who was writing a book, who was ghostwriting a book for someone with also the same name. So it was three Joshua Cohen writing about Joshua Cohen, writing about Joshua Cohen. So these are books that make you think. Then there's there's no hard ending anywhere.
Okay, and that's Moving Kings by Joshua Cohen.
Yes. Then we're going to move also to another book that winds up taking place partially in Israel, by Nicole Krauss, who is one of my most favorite writers. She has three other books: two, History of Love, and Great House.
What about her writing makes her one of your favorites?
She kind of sees into your heart, and she always tells stories. They're always kind of sort of older characters in her books, so she pays like homage to these stories from the past while telling a story from the present. And this book takes place. It's a writer writing. So, you know, there's a lot of meta talk going on here, and she's in a marriage that is kind of dissolved, so she's in a very precarious place. And there's a parallel story with an older gentleman who is also kind of sort of in a precarious place where he's lived his life. He's amassed many things and is still not finding kind of sort of that inner happiness that he wants. And
this is one of your recommendations.
Yes,
this
so
is
much
Forest
so.
Dark by Nicole Krauss.
Yes. So I don't know if it's because it's Jewish New Year or what, but I picked up a book that my daughter had read earlier this year, and she kept saying to me, "Mom, it's really good. You have to read it." And I hadn't, and then I got to it.
Right.
And it's called Survivor's Club, and it is a book about a man who survived Auschwitz. And a lot of his family also survived. Not everybody, but a lot of them did, and they regrouped in the town that they were from and then kind of sort of made their way forth. And one of the things that really struck me about this book is that he says in the beginning, you know, that he hadn't talked that much about his experience, and he certainly hadn't written about his experience. And he hadn't written about it because he said, I've always known that I had a story to tell, but for the longest time I was scared to talk because whatever I say becomes part of the written record of World War II, and I don't want to get anything wrong. And I love that he had then spent his whole life with this, and he then came to a point where he saw a photograph that he was actually in that he hadn't known existed, about when they had liberated Auschwitz, or a couple days later when they actually took most of the photographs, or at least the ones that went around. And he decided to ask his daughter, and they wrote this book together. And so as a book about the Holocaust can be, it shines light into some places, again, that I had not, you know, stories I hadn't heard, but has a kind of sort of very warm thread through it since he lived to write it.
It speaks very well of your daughter that she would read that and then recommend it to you, who read 100 books a month.
Right. She's great, my daughter. She was here last time, so.
Oh, that's great. And that is The Survivors Club by Debbie Bornstein Hollenstadt and Michael Bornstein.
Yes. And then that really made me think of a book that I read earlier this year that's now out in paperback.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a story also with Auschwitz as kind of sort of the pin. And it's about someone who leaves Auschwitz. And there were some Jews who went to Sweden.
Right.
Not necessarily, you know, a lot of the stories we hear. And so a friend of mine who actually edited the translation gave me this book. And I read it and I finished it last year. I finished it on Yom Kippur, which is like the fasting day.
Mm-hmm.
And going to Sweden after and making a whole new life with a whole new, you know, language that had nothing to do and in a culture that's not a culture that, you know, seems like a culture where there's like a lot of assimilation, there is a lot of assimilation, there's not a lot of difference. It's just a very different story about somebody after the Holocaust, and was written by his son, who's a journalist, and the attention to mind and to detail.
Has to be a somewhat unsettling story.
I mean, right, all of these stories are unsettling, you know, and there's a reason, I guess, to read them over to remind us what happens in the world. And the son writes, you know, also that, like, this story starts out where they get off this train, and then the son says, "I'm still unaware of all this, for I don't yet know the man who just got off the train, who is not yet my father, and who doesn't yet know that this will be his final stop." I've given it to a lot of people, and everybody who's read it has said, "Oh my God, thank you. That's a story that it's different. It feels different, and it's beautiful."
So that's A Brief Stop on the Road from Auschwitz by, and I want to say Goran
Rosenberg.
Rosenberg.
And it's possible that we just pronounced that O wrong, but that's okay.
Okay. Well, that's why I asked you.
Yeah. Next time I'll do my homework.
Okay, fair enough.
So let's go to this book called Sisters.
Okay.
By Lily Tuck. So Lily Tuck has won the National Book Award, and this book is a woman talking about her husband's first wife. And she calls her she, and it's basically kind of how I think someone in a relationship can be preoccupied in a way with another person who's come before.
Yeah, not a healthy situation.
Not a healthy situation, but also not necessarily unhealthy, just something that you probably think about. I mean, I don't know. I've only been married to one person.
Me too.
But
you recommend this? Is it a downer?
It is not a downer. It is clever and smart and very different. It's not a long read. It's very funny. She's thinking about her. She's thinking about the present. She's thinking about the past and what it was and trying to put things together. And
Sisters by Lily Tuck.
Sisters by Lily Tuck.
You have so many books that you're... It's tough to keep them all straight, isn't it?
Straight.
We're joined today by Kara Wisner of Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, New York.
All right, I've got time still.
Oh, sure you do.
All right. So this is a graphic novel called Poppies of Iraq. It's in full color.
Mm-hmm.
It's written by Brigitte Findeckle and her husband, Louis Trotheim. And this tells a story of a girl who had a French mother and an Iraqi father, and grew up in Iraq in the late 60s, early 70s, and then they moved to France.
Okay.
And it's like a time and a place I knew nothing about, and what it was like to not be fully Iraqi and growing up in Iraq, and what it was like to be partly French, and how her mother is accepted and not accepted, and the pictures and the text there's a lot of text and a lot of pictures for a graphic novel. So it's really like reading kind of sort of a novella in a way.
Who did the illustrations?
Her husband.
Uh-huh.
And I think co-wrote it with her.
Now, I'm not too hip on the graphic novels. At what age group are we looking to target with these?
So a graphic novel with this kind of text, I would say, is for a child who's like a super thoughtful 12-year-old, but then kind of sort of maybe 14 and up, and grown-ups.
You enjoyed it.
I mean, yeah, and I learned a lot, you know, about what it, you know, and yeah. And graphic novels should be 100% accepted in a world of how we tell stories, you know, starting with Mouse.
Old people like me, though, you say graphic novel, you say, okay, fancy comic book.
Fancy comic.
But that, there's something more to this.
There's something more to it, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with a comic book. You know, there's
text.
Oh,
I have a lot of them.
Right, there's text and there's pictures and you're telling a story. And so it's a different reading experience, but it's totally valid.
Okay. All right. And that is...
Poppies of Iraq.
Poppies of Iraq by Brigitte Findocli and Louis Trondheim. You got time for one or two more.
All right, I'll do two more.
All right,
so,
fair enough.
So then there's a book called Wish Tree by Catherine Applegate.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a book in which also, again, seeks to kind of sort of figure out who's welcome, how are they welcome, when are they welcome. And the tree has a long history of the block. And, you know, years ago it was the Italians who weren't welcome, you know, but that is kind of sort of sunsetted. And as Coretta Scott King said, like, every generation has to fight again, you know, and like almost start at the beginning. And so now it's telling a story of a child from the, you know, Middle East who is not being welcomed in this community. And the tree is called the Wish Tree because once a year everybody writes their wishes and puts them on the tree. And it's Catherine Applegate is a wonderful writer. She writes for younger kids and for middle grade. And this story tells the story of a community. And it is very uplifting and also a little magical.
Nice. So. Okay, and that's Wish Tree by Catherine Applegate. Okay.
And I will finish with a book by a woman who I have known for a really long time. And she just happened to then become a writer. And then I happened to have a bookshop. And
yeah.
Her name is Julie Fogliano. And it's called When's My Birthday? And it's just the most fun... I talked to her and she said this was one of the books where she had had a conversation with her daughter and ran into the house and said to her husband, just, you know, watch her. And she kind of just went and wrote down, like, you know, almost, you know, half the conversation. And it's like a little kid, you know, will my birthday be on Tuesday? Will my birthday be tomorrow? Will my birthday be in winter? Will my birthday be in spring? You know, I'd like a pony for my birthday and a necklace for my birthday. I'd like a chicken for my birthday. I'd like a ball to bounce. It's happiness and fun. And
so familiar.
The cover image is just like a beautiful kind of sort of, you know, child with a birthday hat on, and there's excitement, and Christian Robinson did the illustrations, and it's just happiness in a book.
Well, good way to wrap up your segment. Kira Wisner from the Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, New York. Many things going on. What's the closest thing in time that's happening at Merritt?
The closest thing in time that's happening to Merritt is we have a mystery author named Terrence Macaulay, and he has the third book in his trilogy, Edgar winning author, and he's coming next week on Columbus Day weekend on Saturday.
So cool.
To our store.
And what's the website?
www.merrittbookstore.com.
Kira Wisner, thank you for being here. Now remember, we post each week's book picks list and all of our roundtable segments online at wamc.org/roundtable, and that's the program you're listening to on WAMC.
Thanks, Trey.